The Life I Left Behind, written by Colette Macbeth.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
Sit. Feast on your life. Love After Love, Derek Walcott. Prologue. October 1987. The first thing that strikes him is the cold. When he comes in from the garden, he's always greeted by a hot blast at the door, like running into a band of warm cotton wool. Except today, there's no cotton wool. This is his first disappointment. Outside, inside, if there is a change in temperature between the two, it's so minuscule it doesn't register. It's certainly not enough to thaw his fingers, which are the pink of raw meat. He inhales. Has he missed lunch? The kitchen clock tells him he has. It's gone 3. What he fancies is some of his mum's chicken soup, with a hunk of the bread they baked together yesterday. He'd spread butter on it so thick he'd see teeth marks when he bites into it. Or a crispy pancake. He's fond of those too, but he doesn't fancy his chances. "If you eat that rubbish, you won't grow tall like your dad," she says, to which he always gives the same reply, "Fine by me." Because really, he'd rather not be anything like his dad. As it is, he can't smell.